Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you excellent entertainment from the king of DC media. Here's the Inside Acting Radio Show.
Good evening, dear listeners. I welcome this evening actors Neva Kraus and Johnny Alonzo, who will be hosting the Baltimore New Media Web Festival, which takes place this weekend, November 4th, at Ideal Art Space, 905 West 36th Street, Baltimore, Maryland, from noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday, November 5th, at the Creative Alliance, 3134 Eastern Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, from 11:30 until. And it is a fantastic festival that will be basically celebrating and promoting the very best of international web series. There's up to 60 projects, and they're going to have parties on Saturday and Sunday night. Now, Neva Kraus is an accomplished actress and standardized patient educator at Johns Hopkins University, and recently the Rocky Horror Picture Show Interactive. Johnny Alonzo has acted in many TV shows and films, including Gotham, the Coffin series, The Lonesome Trail, HBO's Vinyl, and Batman Master of Fear. And also joining us should be host and actress Sabrina Taylor Smith. Yes, indeed. Now, you can buy tickets for this fantastic festival if you go out there to filmfreeway.com/BaltoWebFest/tickets. That's filmfreeway.com/BALTOWebFest/tickets. So I see we have Neva on the line. I don't see Johnny or Sabrina yet, but let me go ahead and bring Neva in. Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic.
Good to be
Neva,
on your show again.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us and for promoting our WebFest. We're excited.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm excited to promote it. I get excited just talking about it. Now, you were first on the list of questions, as it so happens. So I'll just start with you. So talk about how you got involved and talk about some of the wonderful films that'll be showing.
Okay, so this is the brainchild of Elena Moscat, who is credited as the first creator or the creator of the first scripted web series back in the 90s. She, came up with this idea. She wanted to do this for a very long time, and so finally all the pieces are in place, and it's all coming together.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I didn't really know that about Elena. I know that, there's so many web series out there, and I think they really rival some of the ones that you see, any series you see anywhere. It's a lot of good quality.
Correct. Extremely good quality, especially internationally. Yeah, we could learn a lot from our international friends, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. So then talk a little bit about your role. You're going to be hosting. I know they have a lot of panels.
Yes, so I am the co-producer, co-creator of this WebFest. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of work. So we start Saturday setting up at the Ideal Art Space in Hamden. And like you said, it opens at 12, and I will be present. I will be wearing many hats, doing whatever needs to be done, and just having fun along the way, as well as on Sunday. Moderating, talking to people. We'll have a red carpet, and we'll be showing lots of the web series. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and a lot of after parties and after parties. So it'll be great.
Awesome. I see my man Johnny is on the line. Let me bring him on the air.
Cool.
Good evening, Johnny.
Hey.
Let me know if I'm phone's breaking
show,
up. Thank me too, man. Let me know if I got a bad signal. I'm in a building right now, right?
Yeah, you got a good signal, man. You always have a good signal. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, William. How are you, Neva?
Hey, how are you? It's good to hear
good.
You.
Good. I'm good.
Great,
it's good to
great.
Hear your voice, man. Yeah,
yeah,
it's going to be a lot.
Yeah,
man.
Excellent.
What's going on, William?
Excellent. I'm good, man. I'm good. So I'm going to plunge right in here. So I know, Johnny,
sure.
you're going to be part of a, among other things, at this wonderful festival, you're going to be part of the Screenwriters Hour. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing event. Neva has been producing this, you know, with co-creator Elena Moscat, you know, also the chief of ceremony for Click on this. They've been putting this thing together for a while, and wow, I've been in LA, and Elena's been filling me in with all the submissions, and Neva told me that they got international submissions from like all over the world, and of course, and nationally as well, and it's gonna be an amazing festival. We're very, very excited, and we're looking. I mean, it's the first one of its kind, at least in town. So we're anxious to see how the turnout's gonna be, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, man. I'm very happy, and just being part of the panel and getting interviewed, and this time I don't have to hold the mic. Someone's gonna be asking me questions.
That's right.
No, okay.
So yeah, so we're making history. This is Baltimore's very first web festival. So we're making history, and, you know, your listeners don't want to miss out on that. This will become an annual event, and it's only going to grow. You know, we're starting with a 2.5-day sort of event. Monday is sort of a send-off for our guests. But we hope to extend it to a week at some point. So.
Yeah. That would be
amazing.
It'd be like the other festivals. Yeah, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, Johnny, you're also, I know they also have another panel there, Secrets to a Successful Web Series. Talk about that one.
I've been inundated with so much of this this information for the fest that I'm just going to be jumping from table to table just answering questions.
Okay.
The subject matter, okay, the first one that you mentioned, I don't call myself a writer. I am producing now in Los Angeles, and I can say that I have read tons of writing from some extremely, extremely awesome writers, I mean, with some great ideas and content. And after a while, you begin to figure out, you know, really who's in the mix and who you want to work with. And, you know, I come in as a third party, you know, I'm like the third party, I'll read and, I'm still an actor, of course, by trade, but I'm really not figuring out what it takes. And, it's not an easy gig, man. Yeah, and, like, that other panel that you were talking about, like, you know, the tricks and the trades of making the web series successful, it's the same thing, man. I mean, there is a chemistry that needs to be there. There is a certain format. I mean, rules, no rules,
that's
but
right.
There are rules. You get it, man. I mean, you've been in the business long enough. You know.
That's right.
You know?
It looks like Sabrina's trying to call in, so let me see if she's on the switchboard here. So, Sabrina, you're on the air.
Hello!
Hey!
There you are.
Yeah, long time
no
see. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
We're fantastic.
Yeah, we're pretty cramped.
Right.
We're cramped a lot here.
I feel like I sound way peppier than I actually feel.
that's not a bad thing.
No.
Going back to
good.
The screenwriters, so we will be reading some screenplays on Saturday, and one of the screenplays is written by a local screenwriter, so it'll be exciting to present her screenplay to an audience and for her to hear her words. So, yeah, we're going to have an hour of reading local screenwriters' works. So that's
yeah,
a part
I'm pretty
of
excited
Saturday.
About that. We all get to show off our talents. So that'll be
right.
Very fun.
That's fantastic.
We even
have
something for everyone to check out.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us have actually done a project together. So it'll be kind of fun to read some lines with each other on at the Film Fest.
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now it's all silent.
Talk about some of the your involvement with the festival.
Well, I'm also helping to coordinate. So I did a lot of like the swag bag, or I'm doing like the swag bags and doing promotions. Basically, just helping with like organizational things. Like right now, I'm resizing the programs. So a bunch of stuff. And I'm also did a lot of promotions. So it's I'm pretty excited about it because I've actually had some experience working with a few different film festivals, one in L.A., the Action on Film Fest, and the Northern Virginia Film Festival. So it's really cool to be able to be part of something that is kind of on the cutting edge, because even though it is like a web fest, like even though it is a film festival, it's a web fest, and this is very new. It's not something that a lot of people even know about. Like when a lot of people have asked me, oh, like a web festival, what is that? A lot of people don't know about web series like that. So it's kind of cool to be part of the new wave of entertainment.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
fantastic.
Excited.
Yeah, very exciting.
And we're giving away a lot of awards.
Yeah, we are giving away a lot of awards.
Yes, a lot of awards. It's like
16 different countries.
Oscars for the web series. Yes. Lots of happy winners. And a lot of people are nominated for different things. So like best actor, best supporting actor, best actress, best screenplay, best, you know, cinematography. We have all the categories.
Yeah, and we actually also have some really cool performances, too, and some appearances from different bands. Like, we have Dimitri Reeves, who is going to be performing at our after party. He does the Michael Jackson impersonations, and he's amazing. If you've never seen him dance, it's definitely a sight to see. It's like watching Michael Jackson. That I know Ben Zell, who plays drums for George Clinton and Pink Funk, is going to come and make an appearance. I'm not sure if he's necessarily going to be playing, but we've got a lot of really cool people that are just coming to check out and support. So it's pretty awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Amazing.
Yeah.
I think we have some more people trying to call in here. So let me bring on the air number 344. 344, if you have a question, I'll say you're on the air. You have a question, and let's see if 344 wants to talk. And 769, I see you down there. I'll get to you in a second. Okay, 344, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yeah, hello, William Powell. This is Robert Christie.
Hey, Robert. Great to hear your voice, man. Hey.
Yes, I just got on because I got invited by Johnny Alonzo, and I know of Neva Kraus.
Hey.
I don't know if I've met her or not, but
yeah, I'm not sure. Yes.
I don't know if we've ever met, but I know of you too.
Okay.
Yes.
Robert's been around for years. He's been around forever. He's the master.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah, I learned to drive with the. I learned to drive when the Flintstones were still driving with their bare feet.
With a left foot, this day and age.
So you're well experienced.
Yes. I still joke with my friends. I think I am the most famous broke director in the entire nation.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Sorry to hear that.
I'm about to have a... I don't mean to steal your spotlight. I am curious as to what you were just talking about. What is the what's the big event?
You don't know about the Baltimore New Media Web Festival happening this weekend.
Yeah.
It's Baltimore's very first web festival, and it's going to be historical and lots of fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's basically
it's
the new wave in media and entertainment and for film. So
that's right.
Be a part of
that's
right,
right everybody.
Yeah.
I think we have another caller here, 769. I don't know who this is. I'll bring you on the air right now. You're on the air, 769.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
How you doing?
Who's
this?
This
is Lucky Harmon. Lucky.
Hey, Lucky. Hey, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm a SAG-AFTRA actor and national recording artist.
Awesome.
Cool.
You coming to the festival?
Yeah. I heard that, Lucky. I heard you were going to be making an appearance.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be making an appearance at the Media Fest and doing a live interview with Click On This and my good friend and actor, Johnny Lonzo.
Cool.
I seem to be like the popular guy on the line tonight. Right. Yeah, Lucky, you know, we're happy to have you at the man. We're very very excited. We'll talk to you about your recording that you were doing in Atlanta, Billboard in Baltimore and in Atlanta, and, of course, all your acting. So we look forward to having you, and it's going to be a great weekend. So definitely promote for us and let all your fans know you're going to be at the festival.
Absolutely. So can you tell me a little bit about the Kaufman movie and how that all came about?
Yeah, I mean,
you're doing a Kaufman too.
Well, we finished Kaufman too, and if Atlanta has any time, we might be able to show a trailer. But I mean, the trailer is it's mainly a media like a web fest, so I don't know if we're going to be able to show any of that. But that went very well, and the franchise is doing well, and you know, we'll be able to talk more about it when I guess I see you at the fest. But are you dropping by Saturday or Sunday or both?
I'm going to drop by Saturday, but if you need me Sunday, I'm available too.
You got it, man. Well, we'll definitely be in touch, and I'll be sure to get Elena or myself to ring you, and we'll see you Saturday, I'm sure.
It's going to be awesome.
William,
I can't wait.
William, we need 50 people to come out on Sunday to Power Plant Live, at least 50 people to come out and support the Web Fest. So come downtown. Come to Power Plant Live at 5 through whenever. I think it's until 10 or something like that. So that's one of our after parties. And they're supporting us. They just want to see people.
Right. Okay, we have another person calling in. Hold on, everybody. 688, I see you on the line. Let me bring you on the air. 688, you're on the air.
Yes, this is TJ calling from the Buddy Johnson.
TJ?
TJ, Pasha. How you doing, Johnny? How you doing?
Okay. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Johnny, I was wondering about the... Two questions, Johnny.
I can barely hear you.
I think we're breaking up. You might have to
move
the computer there. There's a little bit of an echo. That's perfect. Yeah. Go ahead.
Johnny, on the how do you feel about the Deanna panel?
How do I feel about One Tree Hill? Yeah, it was a great show, man. I mean, it got me to where I am today because of all the promotion and being on a national show. But, you know, I mean, everything leads to something, and now we're here at the Baltimore Media Web Fest. So, you know, we're trying to channel in with getting some spotlight with this new festival. As Sabrina said, it's like the cutting edge of, I guess, in a state-of-the-art kind of festival. And it's like Neva's brain show.
We're going to have a VR suite. Virtual reality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. VR. Virtual reality.
Yes,
yeah. TJ, you're a director. And we're gonna be. We have like all this virtual reality stuff. That's the cutting edge of filmmaking right now. So you know, you might. I know you're in Texas, I think. So you'll be able to watch some of this stuff live. Neva, am I right? We're gonna be coming.
That's right.
We're gonna be live on the offline.
We're gonna have our VR. Yes. Set up.
We have a VR camera, so we're going to be showing a lot of, like, we have some music videos that are going to be in with virtual reality, some documentaries that have been done that have been filmed with virtual reality. I mean, the whole idea of this festival is that it's new media. So a lot of people aren't really familiar with web series and this new trend that's kind of starting. So it's very, it's very cutting edge, and it's just very appropriate to have virtual reality as part of the festival as well. So it's pretty exciting to be part of this, and especially because web series and web festivals are very, very new right now in the world. So very exciting to be a part of it.
Very cool.
Wow, that's amazing. They're very
let me
new.
Correct.
And then, go ahead.
Let me make a correction to the time of the power plant after party. It's at 8 p.m.
That's
and it
Sunday,
runs
right?
until like, yeah.
Yeah,
Sunday.
And where and what's the address on that again? I think I missed that.
It's on
There's
the
actually a whole schedule and a schedule with the locations and the addresses on bnmwebfest.com and also on our Facebook page. So if you want to check out the information, buy tickets, you want to know where to get them or where things are going to be held, it's all the information is there.
Yes.
Nice. Nice.
I just finished seeing Coffin too.
Nice.
I just finished seeing Coffin too. And I have to tell you, it's probably best of the best I've ever seen out of Johnny Alonso and company.
Well, thank you. Okay.
Absolutely.
Clearly, the movie was an absolute knockout. I even put a tweet on. I tweeted something along the lines of just when you think you've seen them all, you know, you think you know what's next, then bam. You think you know what's next again, then bam. Coffin 2,
what?
Bam. Coffin
well, you know
three,
what, Roberto, if you could tweet the Baltimore New Media Web Fest.
Okay, we'll do that.
Well, first of all, thank you for the compliments, man. And I mean, you're
sure.
my first coach, and that means a lot. And I wish you, I know you're in Florida now. I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah. If you were in the area, man, we would have loved to have had you at the festival. But maybe you can get the word out to some of your old students, and it's going to be a great networking event. People will get to meet a lot of directors that are coming in, training and flying in, a lot of actors that are flying in, training in as well. It's going to be, NEVA has really put something together.
16 different countries.
Is there
got a big audience here.
Check out the website.
Or anything?
Yeah.
The website
oh, what
the
different
that
countries?
Sabrina gave.
What's
the
that?
Website is BNM.
Yeah.
Baltimore, as in Baltimore New Media, webfest.com. BNMwebfest.com.
Okay.
And everybody check that out.
Sabrina,
it has all
Sabrina,
the details.
Right, exactly. Sabrina, I have a question. So now,
yeah.
Think about, we talk about tweeting about this event and everything. So think about, what would be the perfect tweet you would compose to advertise this show? I mean, think about 140 characters. What would be a tweet that you would put out there to convince people to come?
Oh, geez.
good luck.
If you want to be a part of history, cutting edge, innovation in new media, you want to be a part of that. You want to learn about that so that you can get involved as an actor, as an actress, a director, producer. Then the Baltimore Web Fest is the place to come. Network, find out information, learn, and make lifelong connections with people and create new material.
I'm never going to say get all your genres in an hour at the Baltimore website.
Well, on the on my
the cool,
Twitter,
the, kind of the cool thing about the web series is that you see, we're just seeing an episode that these people have submitted of they're like short films, so you can literally see a horror movie, a comedy
series, a drama series, an animation thing, and a VR thing in like 2 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, get all your genres in 2 hours. Check, you know, if you're a person who loves multiple genres of film and you're interested in where the media is going and where entertainment is going, check out the WebFest.
Yeah, Neva's right, because really, man, for actors, it's the greatest thing because you actually get to submerge yourself into, like, this new media. You bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny, I got to ask you a question about the industry. I know that a lot of these web creators, some of them are kind of getting ripped off. I mean, they'll create a series, and then I think there was one case, PBS, you know, co-opted a show, and then some of the people got shortchanged and everything. What are you hearing out here in the industry about that? I mean, what kind of inroads are web series making into standard media?
Well, unfortunately, it's been happening forever. And the best example would be like an opening band. The headliner steals one of their riffs because it's so good, and then they succeed and make all the money. It happens in every industry. Unfortunately, with web series, there are, like I said earlier, man, there are so many great writers out there, and no one's taking a chance on them. So they scrap up enough cash and shoot a web series, and it looks brilliant, and then they're stealing from it. It's a sad story. It happens all the time. I don't think there's really any way of stopping it, you know, but with the festival, I guess at least get it recognized.
Yeah, I mean, here's another thing. I just keep saying this.
Sabrina, you might have to turn on your computer.
Pardon me?
You might have to turn your computer down. There's a little bit of echo there.
I'm actually on my cell phone, so I don't know.
Somebody might have to. Okay. Somehow I got an echo there. But anyway, go ahead.
Basically, I was just saying that the media is going towards internet series, towards internet web shows. That's why we're getting a lot of streaming. We're getting a lot of, like, Disney's creating a whole new channel. I don't know if you guys noticed that a lot of the Marvel series have not been renewed with Netflix because Disney is making their own Disney, like, online channel where you'd be able to stream their shows from there. So this is where media is going. This is where the film industry is going. We're going to the internet. We're getting shorter episodes, shorter content. You're going to be able to watch an episode of something instead of having to commit that time commitment and having to sit down for, like, 2.5 hours to watch a movie. You're going to be able to watch a good portion of that movie while you're waiting in line to see the dentist. This is where we're going with media. So it's kind of a good foot in the door. This is also part of the reason why web festivals aren't very popular. It's because we're really getting in on the cutting edge of media right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Brand new territory.
That's the way it is. What's that name?
It's exciting. It's brand new territory. It's exciting. It's innovative.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And an episode can be 4 minutes long, and so you've seen an entire episode in just a matter of 4 minutes. So, you know, with a short attention span,
you can get through an entire series in an hour. And it's like watching a full movie. You know what I mean? So it's come check it out, you know. If you want to learn more about it, come check it out.
Yeah, gotta be there.
Definitely gotta be there. And somebody was mentioning
about. Yeah, you don't
want to
miss out.
Virtual reality.
Yeah,
so
it's Baltimore Media Film Fest. So we also have a virtual reality suite where we will be featuring some of the submissions that we've gotten from different people from around the world. with VR. So we're going to have VR glasses there, and we're going to be viewing, like, music videos and all sorts of stuff. So it's going to be a cool experience, you know. I don't know why anybody would want to miss out on such a cool opportunity.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There's something for everybody. We offer something for everyone.
Yes. Come check it out. B&M What Fest this weekend.
Yeah, and then as far as celebrities, can we expect to see any really big names?
So we have YouTuber singer Jerry Robinson and DJ Chewy. We'll be there.
Yes, we have some appearances from different celebrities. So I can't necessarily release the names of some of the people that are going to be there.
You have to come and find out.
There are some cool appearances, like Ben Zell, who is the drummer for George Clinton and P-Funk, will be there. On Sunday. Actually, we have some of the Maxim just ran a like a new campaign ad for Maxim's Finest. So some of the models that were in the top 10 on this region will be there representing as well. So it's we got some sexy people up in here. And obviously I'm clicking on that. Obviously we'll be there, Tal.
That's right. Now, Robert, you did a web series. How's that coming?
Well, it's called That Cheesy Guy, and and it's actually catching on. It's got it's averaging 12,000 views per episode on YouTube. Yeah, and there's 12 episodes up already. I took a break for a while because I had to make this big move down here.
Uh-huh.
And now a screenplay that I had went to the Cannes screenplay competition is about to be turned into a novel and published.
Congrats.
Yeah, it's called Cracked Mirror, and they're going to market it worldwide. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Maybe I won't be a broke director after all.
Maybe not. You'll have to submit to our webcast next year.
Yeah, you will. You should. And that's what I was saying earlier, man.
I will be there for sure. This is the first year, you said?
Yes, the very first year. It's historical.
Okay. I will come
so
for sure.
Yeah, don't miss it.
Okay. And I see Lucky's still back there on the line. So then, Lucky, tell us a little bit more about your music.
Okay, I've been doing music since my early childhood, and was in Atlanta, Georgia, signed to an indie label down there, and my last single hit Billboard. I was on Billboard for 6 weeks. The single's called Idolize Me, and basically it's more about me coming into the industry, looking up to celebrities that inspire me. So it's not like a self-centered record, if you will. It's more like idolize me, give me a chance to shine. You know, I got talent, whatever, whatever. And it's a good upbeat record. And I just found out a little while ago before this interview that the Grammys called me, and it is nominated for a Grammy. So I have to have people.
Nice.
Thank you. And I have to have people voted in so it makes it to the second round so I can get the Grammy.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a blessing. And then as music, so I've been doing that my whole life. And then I ran into Johnny a long time ago when we were working on a set together. And I fell in love with this acting world. And I've been doing acting for some time now. And Johnny pointed me to the right direction. And I've been working on numerous films and TV shows in Atlanta and working my way back to the East Coast, working on some stuff. And I think this new media, this WebFest, I think it's going to give more opportunities in the DMV, and it's going to bring actors and producers and directors together, and it's what we need. We need to we need to rebuild the DMV for the film industry, because a lot of people push it aside. And there's a lot of good locations here that we can shoot at. There's a lot of good people with a lot of talent. And we don't need it to go the way. So I think this new this fest is going to really do it for everyone. And I'm hoping for the best for it. And I'm really excited about it. I think it's awesome because it reminds me, we used to do it. We used to do the, you know, festivals in Atlanta and the film festivals and all that. And we need more of that in Baltimore. And I'm for it. And I'm definitely going to, you know, share it on Twitter and Instagram and everything, Facebook.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Much publicity as possible.
Yeah.
Because this is the beginning. We're going to hold it every year, so it's just going to grow and get bigger and better.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. I know you have,
so
like,
talk a little bit more about your raw. You've got a YouTube channel out there, man. You got not only the demo reel, but you got Party Life out there. Yeah, talk about some of your other songs.
Okay, yeah. Party Life. That hit number 28 on the national 50 international and worldwide charts. And that song was like, I basically, when I came up with the record Party Life, Hannah Montana had a song out called Party in the USA. And I was like, you know what? People want to enjoy life and they want to party. Put the two together. Let's make Party Life. So I came up with Party Life.
Nice.
And, you know, I kind of lifted a little bit, you know, and I've been doing music a long time. And I basically, when I write my music, I'm a very uplifting artist. And I'm very positive with my lyrics. I like to inspire the world in a positive way and uplift everyone so they can be inspired through my success.
That's refreshing.
It is.
Yeah, it is refreshing.
I just want to be a breath of fresh air in this world and be known for that. You know what I mean?
Man,
yeah, next
that's
year
fantastic.
You have to perform at our web festival. You have to sing.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Sing your Grammy winning song or your Grammy nominated song.
That would be cool, yeah.
It's great. So, Robert, talk a little bit more about the cheesy guy. I mean, how long does it take you to put together an episode?
The entire series is really 4, 5, 6 minutes long, but it has several short vignettes, and each one must run about 40 seconds to a minute, and all of it is special effects, and it's our greatest audience seems to be the kids. It's very family, you know, oriented. And I play several different characters. It's the one thing that so many people never see is the teacher himself doing the acting. So I play these several different characters, and wouldn't you know that, of course, it did go worldwide, but wouldn't you know that our biggest audience is in the Netherlands?
Why is that?
Wow. I don't even know. Johnny knows something about this, that you just want your audience wherever you get it from, you know.
Of course.
And with them alone, we now have over 100,000 viewers. So
nice.
I go figure, but I like it.
Cool.
So. And then if you look closely enough, I always tell people, if you look closely enough, each little vignette has a little message in it. And I get these emails and you know, calls. That there's even a website where you can see all of the videos without the commercials. It's called simply thatcheesyguy.com. And mm-hmm. I get all these emails and stuff, and people will be guessing, I got it. I think I know what you were saying. You know. So it's actually a lot of fun to watch, because it wasn't intended to be a big message. Yeah, I'm very amused by what the Beatles used to say when the hippies used to interpret their songs, and none of what they say was true. Now I'm getting that.
you've hit celebrity status, then. That's what I mean.
That's yeah. Right. People try to interpret your thing there. Okay, Johnny, so I'm going to go back to you. So what do you think are some of your favorite web series out there, if any?
Well, like we've all been saying earlier, I mean, I've seen it evolve, and it's not getting enough recognition. And, you know, let me backtrack. I'm a huge, like, anime fan. And I've noticed a lot of these web series today kind of bite off, which is a great thing, bite off some of the camera angles, you call it, from anime. And anime has always been kind of like the anti-hero to cartoons, if that makes any sense. And, 'cause it's not a cartoon at all, really. It's adult vision. But it's the dark side of everything, and I've seen that with web series. I mean, they shoot more film noir, they shoot more cutting edge, less linear. It's breaking the line, crossing the line. I think that's cool. It's what every actor should do. Every actor should take a chance with their acting, quit defaulting to the regular, you know, the regular standard. You know, make your own standard. And I think that like there's this great series that I watch called Bleep. And like Sabrina said earlier, 4-minute episodes. I think there's 6-minute episodes, but it's like seasons in an hour, an hour and a half. And it was, you know, you can learn from this stuff. I mean, these guys are renegade film producers and filmmakers, and I'm really all about it. Really all about it.
I'm a fan too.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Death Note?
I haven't.
Okay, well, it's just one of so many, but yes, I'm a fan.
I like to name some of my favorites that I've learned as being a part of this film, of this web series festival. My favorite is actually from France. It's called Bertrand, and I think a lot of us,
yeah, that's one of my favorites too.
Sabrina and Johnny and Elena, we all like Bertrand a lot. It's really it's a comedy, and it's just so likable. The characters are so likable and funny, and it's well written. It's, you know, everything about it is just entertaining and good. So I've watched the whole
series.
Yeah, it's
very satire, though. It's kind of dark.
What's that, Sabrina?
I think what makes it interesting, I said it's kind of a satire. It's kind of dark. But what makes it interesting is it makes you kind of go into yourself and evaluate what you would be willing to do. Like, it kind of makes you question your own morality.
Another one is a sci-fi from Baltimore called The Blue Light, and it's a time travel type, you know, genre, and it's really, it's just intriguing, it's well shot, well written, and yeah, I'm a sci-fi fan, so that's one of my favorites.
What's
but we've gotten a lot of comedies, we've gotten sci-fi, we have a little bit of everything.
Nice.
What's the name of it again?
Okay, Lucky, how about you? What are some of your favorite web series?
I haven't really watched too many web series. I'm more into the TV series and you know, feature films.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would like to see a lot of web series come to life because that would give more opportunities for SAG actors to really build their chops, and as Johnny said, it's unrecognized, so we need to recognize it more so that it makes more opportunity.
Actually, I just want to add this really quick. If anyone's familiar with the television show Heroes, I don't know if you guys were wondering what happened to that because it fell off for like 3 years. And then they started filming the show again, and they picked up from where it left off. Well, the reason why they picked up from where it left off and why they didn't continue the series for years is because people created a web series where the series left off. And that
I don't know
it ended up getting so much
public interest that they started the series back up and, like, continued from where that web series took off.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So it is very, people don't really know. It is very closely related to what is going on in the film industry. I guarantee you in 10 years from now, everybody's going to be watching these shows on their cellular devices. And instead of watching an hour of Jessica Jones, you're going to be watching Jessica Jones in like 10-minute clips, which is what we're showing at this film festival. We're basically showing you entire movies, showing you the first episode, and putting them into 10-minute clips.
That's awesome. It sounds like it's the new evolution.
It is. This is the next trend. This is where we're going with media. This is where we're going with the film industry. This is why they're trying to actually get rid of net neutrality, which kind of sucks. But this is where that's why Hulu has gained the fame that it has. That's why Vimeo and YouTube have as many viewers as they do. Disney just bought a net channel to basically do the same thing. This is where we're going. We're on the cutting edge, guys.
Yeah. So, Sabrina, talk a little bit more about net neutrality. That's something I haven't really researched much.
Well, our new president is trying to get rid of the free internet. And net neutrality is basically just that's how you are able to look at videos on YouTube for free. That's how you are able to, like, watch stuff on Vimeo, and net neutrality would basically take all of that away. And it would basically be like getting Xfinity or Comcast, but for the internet.
Mm.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, I don't know if you guys like paying even more for your internet, but, you know. I'm not personally about that.
Sounds like anti-commerce, really, because it's such a loss leader. Is it set
well,
up
you know,
now,
if you're rich, you'll be able to view all of that stuff and get ahead.
Yeah. And you think of educational things like Khan
That's
Academy and all that.
Turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, focusing on the positive, this is where we're going with media and film. If you, like actors, if you guys have noticed when you are submitting to different auditions, more and more web series are coming up as auditions. People are starting to have, they're starting to have SAG union productions for web series. In fact, the creator of the B&M WebFest, her first web series came out in 1996.
Wow. Yep.
Yes. So
it's happening.
Not only that, her second web series, Life After Lisa, was one of the first SAG-backed union productions in the industry. So this woman is literally on the cutting edge. Every time things are starting to brew. So that's
amazing.
Where we are now. Yeah, this is pretty. It's pretty exciting. It's really exciting, and it's really cool to be a part of it. And I also like to be. I am a trendsetter. I'm not a follower. I love to be like a web series. Yeah, I totally went to a web fest like before even anybody even knew about it.
I'm sorry, I have a correction. It was 1998 that Elena, 1998, the first scripted web series, Elena Muscat, is that creator, that woman who did that.
Yes.
She's a catalyst.
Sorry, 1998. I love you, Elena, if you're listening. My bad.
Yes. And it was for Jamie's Way. Yes, exactly.
But yes, 1998, I mean, I was just learning how to use a computer in 1998, and this woman was like, let's make a television show on the internet in 1998. I mean, it's crazy to think about.
That seems like it was so long ago.
Amazing.
Yeah, think about it.
Well, it depends on how.
Take a minute and think about your computers in 1998.
It's going to be 20
years. This woman was already making entertainment for that.
20 years
next
year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
crazy.
Folks, so we're getting down to about 10 minutes left. So I'm going to run down the list here. Talk about, you know, your future projects, how fans can keep up with you, and then anything else you want to say about the festival. So, Neva, we'll start with you.
Okay. So, yes, I can't encourage you guys enough to come out to the Baltimore New Media Web Festival this weekend. Saturday, it's happening in Hamden on the Avenue in a great space, Ideal Art Space. And we're going to have a red carpet there. On Sunday, it's going to be at the Creative Alliance with the red carpet. We're going to give away awards. And then the after party at 8 p.m. at the Power Plant Live Beer Garden. It's a must, you know, must see. It's a must do. The first ever of its kind in the Baltimore area. We're putting Baltimore back on the map, or even on the map, when it comes to web series. So check out our website. Sabrina has stated it several times. Check it out. Check out the schedule. Follow us on Facebook, on you know, different social media sites. And just show up and meet us in person, have a great time, see actual web series creators, actors, producers, directors getting awards. So it's going to be an exciting time.
Yes.
That's great. Okay, Lucky. So talk about what's next and how fans can find you.
Okay, so, well, I have a movie that I was working in sometime doing, you know, some stand-in and featured work in, and Pitch Perfect 3. And recently I was working on House of Cards, and I had, you know, a principal role on season 2, but I don't know what the future brings for that. And, I mean, I'm submitting for a lot of different things moving back on the East Coast because I was in Atlanta, so now I'm back, you know, probably hit New York, Philly, Virginia. I just got submitted on a show called Homeland, so we'll see what happens with that. I released a brand-new single called Precious Love, and that's really just a love song, and it's more geared to the ladies of how a guy should treat a female as a gentleman. But in the same aspect is how I treat a female. So, I released that. Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. William, can I interject real fast? I just want to give props to a man named Scott Zacharin. I may not be pronouncing his last name correctly, but he did the very first web series ever called The Spot back in 1996. So 2 years before Elena did hers, he did the very first, 1996, The Spot. Check it out.
Amazing. I did not know that. Okay, Johnny, talk about what's next. How fans can keep up with you.
Wow. I'm finishing up, well, I just started a new Western picture called Bill Tillman and the Outlaws, and I love working on period pieces. Yeah, it's been great, man. So we're picking back up in the spring. It's one of those weather film, you know, time-lapse things, so we're picking back up in the spring. I'm producing, as I told you, out in Los Angeles now with the franchise Coffin, so we're gearing up. We got the green light for Coffin 3. And we're very excited about that. Probably shoot that midsummer, 2017. Yeah, of course, you can get in touch with me with all the platforms. Johnny Alonzo, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, IMDb. You can see all my... As Neva and as Sabrina both mentioned, Baltimore New Media will be there Saturday and Sunday. And in Baltimore. So anybody in the DMV listening to this, please drop by, meet us, hang out, talk to us. Ask questions, you know, meet the directors that are there. These directors are nonstop, so remember, they're always casting. And it's a good thing to get your foot in early before before I do. So,
absolutely.
You know, try to put the word out, man. And, you know, it's going to be a good event. William, I hope you can make it as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay, Robert, talk about what's next and how fans can find you.
The quickest is just run over to thatcheesyguy.com. My emails are there, too. YouTube has all the episodes. And then I already mentioned Crack Mirror is about to get published as a novel. I still have no buyers for the movie version. The one person in all the world I'd love to have in it is Mr. Johnny Alonso himself, but we got to raise it. So,
I'll put in a good word for
I'm not even, you know, it's really funny. I better say this quick. I know you're running out of time, but I actually started writing that screenplay in 2008 with Johnny Alonso in my head. So,
wow.
So I said, this is where I want Johnny to play two very distinctly different characters. So it actually started out that way. So,
wow.
But, you know, I didn't want to make it haphazardly. You know, I didn't want to do a movie that looks like a very tiny budget indie, you know. So I waited and waited and then submitted it to 8 different festivals. It got it as a finalist in all of them. And then I said, somebody said to me, oh, and it got published on Amazon as a screenplay. And then somebody said, can you go ahead and make it a novel? Maybe we can do better. So I said, music to my ears. So that's where we are right now. So I'm not exactly
Sabrina,
way down in Florida.
Fantastic.
Okay. Well, right now, I'm actually working on a bunch of different shoots. I did a grocery cart photo shoot a few years ago, and it got, I haven't thought about this in a while, but I actually got hit up by the photographer recently, and he asked me to do a series of shoots with him because he's been getting a lot of recognition from that shoot. So I'm going to be doing a bunch of, like, kind of gypsy-themed shoot. But I'm also going to be working on some music with Johnny Alonso. Johnny and I are going to be doing some tracks. I'm going to be working with Mike McCann from Raven Tree, Benzel Cohen from P-Funk, and George Clinton's band. And I'm going to be working actually a little bit with Josh from Migos. And I'm just working with a bunch of different musicians right now to put together my my album. Lots of ums in there. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. We didn't hear any of them. Got a lot of musicians on the line.
I'm actually back in the world auditioning and stuff since, like, my extensive injuries. So now I'm back and intact, and I'm out and about.
Fantastic. Well, everybody, just break legs and all you do. I just thank everybody for calling in. It was good to hear old friends like Robert call in, and just wish everybody luck, and I'll definitely be seeing you soon.
Excellent. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Come check out the B&M Web Festival.
Happening Saturday and Sunday.
I can't wait to see everybody, and make sure you guys all attend the Web Fest. I just wanted to shout out my Instagram real quick, Lucky Harmon. I mean, the real Lucky Harmon. Twitter, Lucky's World. YouTube, Lucky Harmon, and the real Lucky Harmon on Facebook. And I can't wait to see what this Web Fest brings, and I will be sharing it. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody. All right.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks for having us, William.
All right.
Take care, William.
Adios.
Absolutely.
All right. Good night. Thank you.
Bye.
See you guys later.
Bye, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks out there in Radio Land, remember to do something for your career every single day and break a leg. Good night.
Under the dark you pacify me, hold my breath, take me down, I won't fight. Beat of my heart you drum inside me, somewhere my death makes a sound no one can find.